Here's a thought I'll title, Famous for One. Back in the 1970s and 1980s when I was cutting my teeth in photography in Portland, Oregon, one of the big influencers in those days was a very talented photographer, a woman named Cherie Heiser. She had lots of students, a very substantial impact on photography in the Portland, Oregon area. And in her later years, I actually taught a couple of workshops with her and a couple of other photographers and got to know her pretty well. She was definitely what I would characterize as a character, a certainly unforgettable character, who had a keen insight on photography and a unique and insightful way of expressing it. One of Cherie's most poignant observations about photography was that photographers make thousands of negatives, hundreds of prints, exhibit a dozen or two, sell even fewer, and are famous for one. And although it could be argued that the most famous photographers are famous for two or three or a half a dozen images, her concept, I think, was right on the money. That somehow the photographers we know who are memorable because of a very few number of images. I couldn't help thinking about this and remembering Cherie a bit as I wandered through the recent exhibition at the Fenimore Museum, this collection of images by gallerist Peter Fetterman that was on display from his book, The Power of Photography. In case you didn't hear my comments about this exhibition a few days ago, the essence of it was that Peter Fetterman, a lifelong collector, selected from his own personal collection 120 individual images from 120 different photographers. And that was what was on display, and that's what's in his book. An example of Cherie Heiser's prescience and her observation that photographers are famous for one. There were a few examples that jumped out at me, because I know the photographers extremely well, one of which was Wynne Bullock. Like all the other photographers, he had one image in the display, and it was Navigation Without Numbers, an image that I know very, very well because we did the Lenswork Special Edition print version of it. It's a beautiful image. It was lovely to see an original signed Wynne Bullock print and brought back a lot of memories. That's one of my favorite images of all time, so it was great to see it. And then around the corner from that was an Ansel Adams image. I think I vaguely remember seeing it, but of all the Ansel Adams images that could have been included in the display, Fetterman chose to include one of several children from a family of Dust Bowl migrants. That's not a genre of category I associate with Ansel Adams. So it was odd that that was the one he put in, but at the same time, I thought it was interesting that that was the image that he put in. Ansel Adams is not famous for his portraits. And so it was an interesting thing to see that in this collection of photographs under the title, The Power of Photography. There was also an image by John Sarkowski, famous for his great book, Looking at Photographs, and for being the director of photography at New York's Museum of Modern Art. Who knew he also made photographs? There was a lovely landscape by Robert Adams, who I associate with New Topographics, but this was a beautiful little landscape of a single tree on a gentle rolling hill. There was Josef Karsch's famous portrait of Winston Churchill, and I'm embarrassed to admit that I couldn't recall from my memory any other images made by Karsch, although I know he probably made hundreds of images. Certainly a very influential photographer, but kind of famous for one. What really got me thinking about this is wondering if Cherie Heiser's observation about being famous for one is still true here in the age of digital photography, when all of us are now making thousands of images, and wonderful images at that. Will notoriety and fame still be a property of one image, or two, or three? Or has the landscape of memorable photography expanded tremendously because of digital technologies? The other side of that coin is maybe we'll forget images more quickly because we're under such a daily bombardment of images that it'll be harder and harder and harder to remember any one of them. The future will tell. In the meantime, let me wrap up my comments about Peter Fetterman's book by saying this is a winner of a book, The Power of Photography, and one I would definitely suggest should be in everybody's photographic library.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.